We're here with, of course, Blue Jays broadcaster for Sportsnet, Greg Zahn, and tragic news out of Maryland tonight. A gentleman you knew, and actually when you were a young catcher building a veteran career, was your pitching coach, a Cy Young Award winner, and Mike Flanagan. We're finding out tonight he's dead at the age of 59.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. It really kind of hits home because my Uncle Rick played with him for a number of years as Mike's catcher. And, you know, you just don't think of guys that young, you know, just dropping dead or, you know, who knows what the circumstances are at this point, but it's a sad day for the Oriole family, for the Flanagan family, and I know that my Uncle Rick is probably deeply saddened as well, and I'm just still in shock.
And what he meant to the fabric of Baltimore, like I said, you show up there as a young catcher, and you got a Cy Young Award winner as your pitching coach. Not everybody has that, and it was a pretty young, building, talented staff at that time in Baltimore, too, at Camden Yards.
Yeah, it sure was, and the thing I loved about Mike is his honesty. That was the thing he brought to the table. He was very honest with me about my performance behind the plate. He helped me grow as a catcher, as a game caller, and as a baseball player. So I really, you know, my heart goes out to his family, and hopefully we'll find out what the details are and we'll go from there.
Last thing, it's tough to describe what the fabric of those ex-Orioles means, the ones that accomplished what they did in 71 or 79, but whether it's Jim Palmer, Steve Stone when he goes back, Mike, your uncle, it's remarkable what they still, for an organization that's won very much recently, what they still mean to the community is amazing.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, when you think about how long it's been since they've won, and you can look back on guys like Flanagan and my uncle and Kenny Singleton and, you know, all those guys that have come back, to be a part of the organization, to you know, shake hands and be a part of the fan base, it's really poignant. It's a very nostalgic town. They love their Orioles. They love the present and the past, and he'll be missed.